Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here is Nasir Little about just his goals for his rookie season.
No, not specifically. I mean, for me, it's just trying to get acclimated, get in the best shape possible. You just kind of get adapted to the team. And then from there, you know, I started doing things like that.
Yeah, the interesting part about him coming in right away is being physically ready. Because, you know, Anfernee Simons last year, he has skill. He's a lot like Collins in that regard. But you look at him, and he doesn't quite have the NBA body yet as a young kid,
right,
who just hasn't developed physically. And that's where I'm wondering if it ends up being any different. I don't know how much he's going to play this year. We're going to get our first glimpse at him coming up in a couple of weeks when Summer League officially starts, and we'll see how he adjusts just initially to the Summer League roster and the Summer League competition. But when you bring a guy in like that that has the body and the wingspan of an NBA player, I do wonder if it's any different in year one for Terry Stotts in terms of playing time, because he rarely plays rookies.
Well, I mean, what's the one thing we got from Neil Olshey was that Anfernee Simons is probably going to be in the rotation and play, right? In year two, if Nasir Little can really come to camp locked in, and he may not understand everything that they run, but if he can show that, man, you put me out there, I'm going to work my tail off, I'm going to create and make havoc defensively. I mean, unless they make another trade, I really don't get what else is Stotts going to do. Like, who does he go to?
Yeah.
Because if this is going to be your team, and you'll get a mid-level guy that comes in there as well, but we
mid-level
don't know.
Mid-level and Aminu's going to be back. We know that.
Imagine maybe they go get a point guard for the cheap, because if you don't, basically Simons is your backup.
Yeah, they're going to find Curry 2.0 this year. You
sure.
Go get somebody on that super minimum contract.
Little could find a way to play 8 to 9 minutes this year. That's not out of the realm of possibility to me, and that's kind of about right for him. I think he can go out there. Maybe he has a game or two where he blows everybody away and he plays 18 minutes and gives you something and you go, holy crap, this rookie's going to be great too with Simons and Collins. But for the most part, I don't think it has to be the same as it has been in the past. And depending on the roster, we'll see how Stotts feels about that come training camp time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.